I've started to do the Bar Z reading of everyone in the team. But remember, James is at the helm, and we do seem to have James's questions seem to get to the top of the pile. So now, having done his Bar Z and Ollie's Bar Z, they've now asked me to do Mrs. Carpenter's Bar Z, because everyone now wants to know about how she copes with him. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, we are on a roll in the studio today, and we had a whole list of things that we were going to do, and we haven't actually done any of them yet, because we've gone down a complete rabbit warren where we are understanding all about how to understand what we call the Bar Z. And before you think, oh, I don't care about that, it is really useful information. This is all about Chinese astrology, which can give you so much information about yourself. It is crazy. So what's then happened is that I've started to do the Bar Z reading of everyone in the team. But remember, James is at the helm, and we do seem to have James's questions seem to get to the top of the pile. So now, having done his Bar Z and Ollie's Bar Z, they've now asked me to do Mrs. Carpenter's Bar Z, because everyone now wants to know about how she copes with him. This is actually about all of us, because there's two things you need to understand about Chinese astrology. Okay, there are five elements and 12 zodiac animals. So that means that one in five people that you know, or indeed yourself, are going to be one of the elements I'm going to be talking about in this little series. So it's really interesting stuff. So you're going to be able to then also go to my website and just plug in the birth date of anyone and everyone around you, and you will start to see which ones are the woods and which ones are the earths, and it will really help you understand their personalities, and it's really good fun. Okay, so Mrs. Carpenter is a yin metal rabbit, okay, and Mr. Carpenter is a yang wood. Okay, so what's going on there? Well, the thing about the yin metal people, or should I just say metal people to start with? So metal is the element which is very much connected to the organ of the lungs and also the large intestine. So the thing about the metal element is it's very much related to letting go. Often they have quite a tricky relationship with letting go. Okay, so if that comes into a situation with an argument, if you're mixing that with a woody person who basically will just argue their case and keep going because they're right, because that's the wood, and then you've got a metal person that just won't bloody let it go, you're going to be in for quite an interesting evening, because you've got, well, I'm right, well, I'm not letting this one go, I'm going to bring this argument back up again over and over again. So they might think they're right, but this one won't let that one go. So that's quite funny, and he's laughing and mouthing something which I'm not going to look at, because I've yet to meet Mrs. Carpenter. She sounds great to me. Anyway, so the thing about metals is it's about letting go. Now, letting go is very important when it comes to our health, because the thing about the metal element of the lungs and the large intestine, which are the organs of it, is that they both have responsibilities to the body of governance. What gets to stay and what gets the Jimmy Choo? Okay, what's coming out with the boot? Okay, so basically, when it comes to management of things, ultimately, it will be the metal person who gets to decide ultimately what gets to stay and what gets to go. They probably, in a case of husband and wife, will probably have to navigate their woody husband, because the yin metal is the soft side of metal. The devil is very much in the detail with yin metals, but ultimately metal does control wood. So ultimately, if I'm doing this marital Bar Z for everyone to listen to, Mrs. Carpenter, whether he likes it or not, controls Mr. Carpenter. Even if he thinks she doesn't, she does, because metal controls wood. And the devil is in the detail. Now, when we're dealing with our health, it is very, very important for anybody who's got yin metal in their charts to be very, very careful about making sure that they are actually starting to let go. Because often what you find with metal people is that they can get allergies, or they can get constipation, or they can get irritable bowel syndromes, or they can get shortness of breath, or they find colds, which then become coughs, which just never seem to disappear because it goes to the chest, because the organs of metal start to get compromised, because energetically and emotionally, they often grip and hold on to things because they've decided that they can't quite release it out through the natural fluctuations of the body movements. And that is indeed their life lesson. Because ultimately, one of the key things that all the spiritual leaders tell us about is that it's absolutely vital as human beings to let go. That is the lesson that we need to learn, is to let go. And it's really, really hard. Okay. Now, weirdly, it's a life lesson that clearly I've learned in a previous life, because I am like really good at letting go, like weirdly good, like spooky good at letting go. All my friends laugh at me, go, God, you are just like, you're almost too good at letting go. You're so good at it. It's just like crazy, because I'm actually quite able to let go of things. If things don't serve a purpose anymore, it's okay. Like even when we moved out of London and moved to the countryside, like I just let go of our house. we just moved, and that was that, and I never looked back. And sometimes I walk past it, weirdly, because my dad lives around the corner, and I show the kids, I go, we used to live there. And I don't even, my heart doesn't even like register it, because it's like, well, that was then and this is now and we're now here and that's okay. And that's actually quite a useful thing that served me well. But it's something that many people actually struggle with. We often find ourselves caught up in a narrative where, even though we know that something doesn't actually do us, it's not for our highest good, we're attached to it nonetheless. Why? Because we need to create the space. And often we don't want to, because we've been ruled by fear. So we sometimes think that, even though this situation is causing me pain, I'm not yet fully connected to the higher frequency to know that once I've released that pain, that actually goodness can come through. Because often what you find with the metals is that they're thinking, I need to stay rigid onto this. I need to grip onto this, because this is okay and this is manageable and I can deal with this. Because if I don't, it could be worse. Because that's how the world has been socially conditioned over the last couple of thousand years. But actually, the amazing spiritual lesson that we're learning right now, which is, again, key to the metal element, because metal is all about divinity and connection to the divine, to your higher self. And what metal people are going to love more than anything is beauty in terms of high energy vibration. So they're going to like high culture, high art. In a more obvious way, they might just like a really gorgeous handbag that's designer, or a really, like, you know, a luxury car, luxury goods, because luxury items give us perfection, which is ultimately, metal connects to divine light, and divine light is perfection. It's perfect. Okay, but that's all got a little bit fragmented over the centuries, and we've kind of lost a lot of that connection. Some people haven't, many of us have. So often it gets replaced with kind of marketing messages, which is, I'll be happy if I have the perfect whatever it is, because that's perfection, because actually it is. Okay, something made by somebody brilliant, like a painting made by an old master, well, it is perfection, because the master has channeled perfection into the painting, and that metal person will respond to that and go, ah. They will inhale, they will be inspired, inhalation, inspiration. That's amazing. Because what are they actually doing? They're not responding to materialism, which is, I want that, I want to own that handbag, I want to own that beautiful thing. Although that can get misconstrued as that, because that's the marketing messages we're given. What the actual metal person is really doing here is responding to their authentic self, which is connection to the divine. Because ultimately, when you listen to this Bar Z series, which conveniently is taking us around different elements, so we've done wood, and we've done fire, and now we're doing metal, so I'm hoping the other two are are earth and water. That's going to be really useful if they are, and if not, I'll just make it up. But because I'm a rat and I can spin a yarn. So, but the thing about all of us, whatever your element is that ultimately what we all connect to is the light, which is so high up there. And it's not the sunlight, it's the divine light. It's the source energy frequency, which is the most superb divine thing. And metal people will literally inhale and inspire, and it makes them come alive. Okay, so ultimately what you will find with a yin metal person is that, especially in this case, it's a female. So what she will do is love the finer things. But let's not misconstrue that. So we might like the finer things, which is like a really lovely meal out and wearing something really beautiful and enjoying that process. But actually the real lovely things and the finer things thereafter is actually divine frequency. And what they're looking for is inspiration to this otherworldly, wonderful sort of world around us, which actually we can start to tap into in the 21st century. So if you're one of the millions of women out there who are suffering with menopausal symptoms such as hot flushes or night sweats or brain fog, and you're either resistant to HRT, or you don't want to take HRT, or you can't take HRT, then this is a supplement which I'm really proud to talk to you about, which is called MenoFriend by Dr. Vegan. In this study, an impressive 89% of women experienced significant relief after using MenoFriend. This award-winning natural formula combines clinically tested phytoestrogen botanicals and minerals to provide relief from menopause symptoms. There are 40,000 women who are taking this amazing product, so it really has been tested and it really, really works. Now, as well as that, it also comes in a very nice home compostable biodegradable packaging. What's also exciting about this product is that if you use Brindle 25 at the till point, you will receive 25% off your first order. The yin metal, which is the soft side of metal, is we describe that in the Bar Z world as like jewellery. okay, it, the yang metal, which is the heavier energy, because yin and yang have got different frequencies with them, is more like the sword of righteousness kind of cutting through. When I first was doing this to press, I found journalists, so many journalists were yang metals. It's like literally, it's like, oh, another yang metal, because they've got the power of edit. And they're like, that's rubbish, that's good, this is good. Discernment was really good. What gets to stay in the article and what gets edited out was kind of what they did for a living. The yin metals are much more sensitive. It's more like jewelry, it's complex. Okay, it's complex and it's sensitive. So you need to have really good EQ when you're managing yin metal people, because they're going to be resonating to fine frequencies, kind of dancing and vibrating around, which will get changed because energy changes on a 2-hour basis in a 60-year cycle. So no 2 hours are ever going to be the same in 60 years, and they're going to be constantly attuning to it. But the way to really ultimately make that work is always stay in your highest self. Always, always stay high. If all of us stay high, we will all feel better. That's the good thing about this. Every single element in Chinese medicine will have its kind of, it's like a Dulux colour paint. I need that as a prop, actually. It's like, you know, you get the dark colour at the bottom, and of the same vignette, you get the light colour at the top, okay? And all of us, when we're in pain and suffering and our energies collide and we're not in our best selves or we're having an argument, whatever it is, you will find that we're all down in the lower palate. Okay, but if we all go up into our higher state, because each organ and each element offers that. So for the yin metal, it's very much about inspiration and relationship to the divinity. Well, the woods are very much about the blueprint of the soul and the legacy of light that we get to leave behind. And the fires are about unconditional love and connection to source. And the earths are about information and about learning and about how to teach and how to heal, okay, and how to connect to the earth vehicle school that we're in right now. And the waters are about wisdom. So all of us, if all of us, no matter what our Bazi is, stay in that high self frequency, then no harm will ever come, because ultimately we're all orbiting around the light. We all want, who doesn't want to be wise? Who doesn't want to leave a legacy of light? Who doesn't want to connect to divinity? Who doesn't want to be in unconditional love on a permanent state? And who doesn't want to understand the rules of the game and how it all means and how we need to feel in that frequency? All of us want that. And the thing is, when you look at Bazis, all of us have a little bit of everything. But what the Bazis give us is dollops of more of this and energy frequencies that come in more of that. And then we have relationships with each other, whether it's marital or friendships or working relationships. And then all of those energy frequencies, which are moving on a 2-hour cycle for over a 60-year process, are all swinging and dancing with each other, not to mention the global press. So you can imagine the opportunity for things to go wrong and for us to not feel good and for the humans to suffer as a result, then the world that we're managing to suffer as a result. But actually, if you sort of take away all that negativity and go, but actually all any of us need to do is stay in our higher selves and focus on good thoughts, good words and good deeds all the time, and put your gong on to remind you to do it, because you'll forget. And then you go, oh, I've done it again. And then back you go in. The whole world goes upwards. And that actually takes me to the second part of this chart, which is the rabbit. Now, rabbits, now we had a rabbit year last year. Now, rabbits, it's interesting because what we have here with a yin metal rabbit, the minute you add the rabbit in, you again, in we go to purity and patience. She's probably got the patience of a saint. James is blushing. Oh my God. Mrs. Carpenter, you've got the patience of a saint, quite clear. No, because what we've got going on here is that rabbits are very patient and they're very flexible, as is the yin metal. So it's kind of giving an extra reinforcement for the ability of metal to coerce itself and to move itself and to orbit around preciousness and beauty, because things worth having take time. Things worth in life, they take time and patience. You know, patience is a virtue. And the rabbit is very much the animal in the zodiac, which is very much about virtue. And there's a gorgeous thing in Chinese medicine. I absolutely love this. They don't have a man on the moon, okay? They don't. They have a moon goddess, lovely. And the moon goddess has the rabbit who sits by her side, and the rabbit is her servant. And the rabbit pounds the elixirs of the moon and sends the elixirs down as moonbeams to us on Earth. And of course, we respond to the moon frequencies, especially the females, because the females are more aligned to the moon and the males to the sun. So when you've got a yin metal rabbit woman, you've got a huge connection to moon energy frequencies. It's very important that she understands the different cycles of the moon. This is all of us need to understand. understand this. It's been slightly kind of, you know, Kirsty Gallagher's a really good example of someone absolutely amazing. Kirsty, we love you. Giving us all about the moon frequencies. But ultimately, it's very, very important to understand the nuances of what the moon allows us to do in terms of our moods and our general approach to life. But also the rabbit is going to be very sensitive to that because the rabbit pounds the elixirs. So there's something very divine about this energy frequency. There's something that comes from a faraway place and ultimately has a mission of high, high value. Don't forget to rave and review me on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify. Leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.